Welcome to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco van de Kamp.
Hi everyone, my name is Wilco van de Kamp. I'm a travel writer as well as the best-selling author of the Freedom Project book series. But most of all, I'm just a guy who really loves to travel and tries to see as much of the world as possible. And today I'm coming to you live from the Bahamas. And walking down the resort last night, I realized how lucky I am to be able to stay here. It's a big resort, so there's lots of walking to do, and they literally have everything here from sea turtles, sharks, and even some really interesting people to talk to and meet. And when I took the ferry to downtown the other day, the boat operator, the captain of the boat, I guess, said that one of the rooms that they have at the resort here is rented at about $25,000 a night. And the minimum stay in that room is 4 nights. So you can imagine the total bill for that room. And I can assure you that the room I'm staying in is a bit less than that. As a matter of fact, I got invited to stay at this resort for free. It's part of my travel hacking principles. Anyways, this expensive room, people stayed there anywhere from like Michael Jackson as well as Bill Clinton, but according to the boat captain, Monica Lewinsky never stayed in that room, so just to clear that up. Anyways, I just really appreciated like walking over the resort last night, how big it is and how lucky I feel that I'm allowed to stay here and that I got invited to be here for almost over a week now. And the reason I love travel is like it's not something that I grew up with. Actually growing up as a family, there wasn't a lot of money. There's some days now where I know that I make more money in a day than we used to get as a family in a month. So you can imagine the difference there. And it doesn't mean that travel always has to be expensive or extravagant, but it does make you appreciate everything that I've been able to see. And I've been able to explore the world and see almost every continent now. And I want to invite you to do the same through my travel blog and my travel hacking book, The Freedom Project. I share the principles that I use to travel the world.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
So as I always say, travel doesn't have to be as expensive as some people think it is. I've both traveled very, very cheap on a budget as well as had more extravagant experiences like flying in helicopters, going on private tours and charters and stuff like that. And it's both a lot of fun. What matters to me is the exposure to different cultures, seeing different parts of the world and being out of your comfort zone and learning from everything that you find and explore on the way. Part of that is allowing yourself sometimes to experience those things in life, experience the finer things in life. It's one of the principles that I teach in my Million Mindset course that I have available online, is a simple money management system that will allow you to create a bucket of money specifically for those extravagant experiences, whether it's like chartering a limo or staying on a resort like this or doing something that you normally wouldn't do. I've been lucky to have experienced some of those things. I've stayed in like diamond VIP lounges in Vegas. I've had like complimentary rooms and complimentary stays. I've done like private limo charters and things instead of taking a taxi to and from the airport. And for some of you that might sound very expensive or very extravagant, and I can tell you it is, and it's definitely worth the experience, but once you get used to it, you get a little spoiled as well. And you have to learn to kind of how to behave and set those standards for yourself. And I want to invite you to do that and to set aside some money and do an experience for yourself that you don't think you're able to afford. Just go look into it, see if it's possible for you and see what it would take to actually have that experience in your life. Because let me tell you, like once you get used to like the limo driving and the VIP lounges and stuff like that, it's kind of addicting and you want more of that. But when you first do, it's like when I first set foot on this resort, I kind of fell out of place. It's almost similar to the first time I boarded a cruise ship. I'd never been on a cruise ship before and I didn't really know what it looked like other from pictures. And I just remembered that everything looked amazing and it was very luxurious and people took so good care of me that I kind of felt out of place and I felt overwhelmed. Growing up with less money to spend, I didn't know what it was like to be treated that way, and I actually didn't really know how to behave. And slowly but surely, I started getting used to the idea, and today I enjoy that. The first time you set foot in a VIP Diamond Lounge in Las Vegas, same thing. I felt out of place. I didn't know what to do. First time I went into a limousine transfer, of course, you know what to do. You sit down and enjoy the ride, but just, you kind of feel out of place. And you're like, is this for me? Is this something that I get to experience in my life? And the answer to that is a resounding yes for you as well. And I would love to invite you to figure out something that you would like to do and that you would like to experience to allow yourself to have that experience in your life that you think that's not possible, because I'm here to tell you that it is. And it's up to you to actually start getting used to those experiences and making that a habit in your day-to-day life. Even if you start once a month by enjoying something. And in my Millionaire Mindset course, I teach you how I do that and how you can set aside some money regardless of the income you have today to actually start building that into your life, building that into your mindset, and building that into your expectation and really attracting those things and drawing them into your life. I want to say one more thing. I'm not sure if you saw any of the jet skis go by as I record this video, but they say money don't buy happiness. But then again, I've never seen anyone cry or be unhappy on a jet ski. So there's something to think about. Anyways, if there's anything I can do to help you in your travels or to help you with anything you're doing in your life today, I invite you to get in touch with me. Please have a look at my blog. It's livingbyexperience.com, because as I always say, I'm living the dream one at a time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com. And remember, live your dream one at a time.